Master Leroy Brown. Meanest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Leroy, he's a gambler, and he digs those fancy clothes. He likes to wave that great big diamond ring under everybody's nose. He got a custom continent. He got an Eldorado too. He got a 22 gun in his pocket for fun. He got the razor in the shoe. Yeah, he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. Meanest cat in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Take me uptown now. Get it up there. About a week ago, Leroy is shooting dice, and at the end of the bar was a chick named Morris. Man, she sure looked nice. He laid his eyes upon her. That's when the big scene began. And Leroy Brown, he learned the lesson about messing with the wife of a jealous man. Yeah, he's bad, bad to Leroy Brown. Baddest cat in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, it's Sundays with Sinatra. We're so grateful that you're listening, and I'm so grateful that we have a lot of phone calls. But I want to get to the music because I see so many great messages on Twitter. We appreciate it on Sundays with Sinatra, X, whatever you want to call it. But people are saying, Joe, thanks. We're having a pizza. They're having a pizza and a champagne New Year's Eve party. This is from Kia. We appreciate it very much. Japan, again, listening. It's great that you're celebrating, Jeff says, with me and millions of others around the world, Sunday. With Sinatra. I like the memes. Me as Jean-Claude Van Damme, which is, you can't make it up. I love you. I love you. But let's get back to the music, and then we're going to get back to the phones, all right? This is Mr. Sinatra talking to the crowd and really just doing a great performance piece in front of 20,000 people at Madison Square Garden in 1974 with Angel Eyes.
I have never felt so much love in one room in my whole life. With your very kind permission, I would like to take the time to sing one of my favorite kinds of song, because I happen to be probably one of the last living live saloon singers. Aside from Tony Bennett and Drunky Dean, I'm the only other guy, I think. And I should like to do one of the finest songs of this type written by Matt Dennis with a glorious arrangement by Nelson Riddle. It's sad, it's poignant. It has to do with a fella whose chick split. She grabbed whatever money was laying around on all the grass, and she left him 5 gallons of Muscatel. And after he grabbed all of that grape for about 5 or 6 days, he decided to go out among us. And he walks into a small bistro at about 2:30 in the morning. And I should like all of you to imagine all of us shrunken down into a small bar when this poor soul comes in, fractured out of his skull, and he's looking for somebody to talk to. He doesn't want any answers. He just wants to talk. And he nearly makes it, but not quite. Drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. and have fun. You happy people, the drinks and the laughs on me. I've been trying to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My poor heart, it ain't gaining any ground. Because my angel eyes, she ain't here. Angel eyes, that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say, need I tell you that my love's been misspent? Misspent with angel eyes tonight. Drink up all you happy people. Have fun, lots of fun, you lucky people. The laugh and the drinks are on me. Pardon me, but I guess I better run. The fact's uncommonly clear. I'd like to find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes, she ain't to hear. Excuse me while I disappear.
It's a marvelous thing. Matt Bennett and Nelson Little arrangement.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And I tell you something, I'm so proud of what's happening here tonight that I'm going to give myself a little reward. And this is it. This is it. It's really geritol. No, not really. It's plain tea with a little honey in it. It really is. And if you believe that, I want to sell you 400,000 acres of swampland. It's Jersey across the river. And then you got it made, you see. I have a lot of nice memories of New York City since I was a boy. Most of my work has been live here in New York, as tonight is. And I don't care how long you've been in this business, there's nothing like singing to live people, baby. It's great. Really great. It's home to me, actually. It has been for many, many years because I started here, and I actually got started in this business by taking a 4-cent ferry ride across the Hudson River, and that's how the whole damn thing began, by the 4-cent ferry ride. But you know, you can't get in show business for 4 cents anymore. It costs a little more than that today. But umpum, 3, 4, 5. Hoo-ha. Of course, back then I was a featherweight. Well, in a couple of years and pizzas later, maybe you're looking at a middleweight champion of the world right now. It's a great place here. This marvelous building, too, I mean. I forget driving in here tonight and seeing the marquee. Sinatra, the main event. Now, that's class, boy. But in the old days, they used to say, let's go see Bones at the Paramount. Oh, in those days, I had funny names. I had Ho Handle, No Hips, Skinny. Then I became Francis Albert. And then William B. made me the chairman of the board. And then came Old Blue Eyes is Back. Or as they say in Australia, Old Big Mouth is Back. But I'll tell you, there's one name I got recently. I must share it with you. I'm so proud, I'm just bursting. Grandpa is the name that I got recently. Really marvelous. Really marvelous. What do you got?
Mr. Sinatra, live in 1974 from Madison Square Garden. Joe Piscopo, live from the main line outside of Philadelphia. Broadcasting. I have an event later on upstairs tonight. I came downstairs into a theater and I set up all this equipment because I wanted to be with you live on New Year's Eve. And it was great on Christmas Eve. And I know my mom, rest her soul, she always listened to the show. And I like I told you before, may she rest in peace. She always loved the phone call. So let me get, if I can, in mom's name, some of the phone calls, because if you call 800-848-9222, we'll get you on the air on this New Year's Eve on Sundays with Sinatra. Janet calling in. Hi, Janet. Always great to hear from you. Happy New Year's.
Hi, Joe. Happy New Year. I have a special request, and I don't know if we can find it.
Okay.
But I was watching the American Film Institute Awards with my sister last night, and Frank sang My Way with very special words in honor of James Cagney. He was actually reading it while he sang it, and they were having so much fun. And I was wondering if we could get that.
I will look for that. I did. I was not. I know they were very close.
Yes,
Jimmy,
it was in 1974 also.
Yeah,
just
okay.
Like you're doing the show tonight.
We got to check. We have to check it out. And I know we owe you a couple songs too, so we got them locked and loaded. But we'll run the main event tonight, Janet. I know you dig that. You usually like the esoteric songs from back in the early days. But how exciting was this concert from 1974? I mean, 20,000 strong, screaming like he's a rock star, right?
Yes, exactly. I can't believe 10 minutes for Helly Cosola to introduce him and him to come out.
Thank you.
Only he could do it, right?
That's it. We're going to keep the legacy alive. I'm proud to do it. Janet, thank you so much for being there all year long. And happy New Year's to you, indeed. For here's to a great 2024. Let me go to Tony in Jersey. Hi, Tony. How you doing? Wanted to get you on the air. How are you, brother?
Hi, Joe. It's Tony from Clifton. How are you, Joe?
Hey, Tony from Clifton. How are you, kid?
I'm so excited to be with you guys. I remember growing up, we were like forced to sit in front of Guy Lombardo. And one of the things about not having to do that anymore is that I could hang out with Joe Piscopo and Frank Sinatra on New Year's Eve. So to be at the main event, which was in Madison Square Garden, New York City, was amazing. And I have to tell you, Rodgers and Hart, my favorite was Rodgers and Hart. That's why the lady's a tramp. Yeah. I think all us girls are getting decked out and ready to go out tonight, so we are getting a little trampy. We'd like that song. I think it's a night you can get away with it, politically speaking.
Okay.
And I also want to tell you, the string section was my favorite, but Rodgers and Hart really
hit
the ball out of the park.
I love it. Tony, thank you so much from Clifton, New Jersey, beautiful town. And it's interesting because that string section came behind Woody Herman and his great band. And that was the first time I really heard Mr. Sinatra with Woody Herman. Should I go to look? I'm looking at Kevin in New York. Okay, well, let's stay with the calls and then we'll get back to a great, great Stevie Wonder song live from Madison Square Garden. Mordecai is calling in. Mordecai, hi. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Happy New Year, Joe. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm 25, about to be 20, a New Jersey native. I actually just had a great meal at Blue Eyes in Hoboken not too long ago. Yeah. Actually listening to your show, I actually had a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Both of my parents are baby boomers, so I grew up a little bit differently than my than my peers. But I asked my dad, who served in Vietnam, I asked him, you know, if he listened to Frank Sinatra growing up when he was a kid in the 50s and 60s.
Yep.
Because I know that he had a resurgence from listening to you. And he said, you know, so was it like that, or was it like the Rolling Stones where... My Stones now.
Mordecai, we're going to answer that when we come back. We're going to break, but thank you for calling. It's Sundays with Sinatra. Happy New Year's Eve. Coming right back.
It's Sundays with Sinatra. This is the Helium Highlight Minute, sponsored by Desert Mountain Energy, an early mover among junior explorers in the helium space. Helium has become one of the most sought-after elements on Earth, yet is now in short supply. Desert Mountain Energy has positioned itself as a leader with the world's first solar-powered processing facility and over 100,000 acres within the U.S. Southwest, known to produce some of the world's richest helium. Many high-tech applications are totally dependent on helium. Helium, now a $6.5 billion market, is projected to grow sharply. Desert Mountain Energy, with its active development program, could play a vital role in meeting helium demand for years to come. It is time to look at helium and the crucial position of Desert Mountain Energy. This Helium Highlight Minute has been sponsored by Desert Mountain Energy. U.S. trading symbol, DMEHF, and in Canada, DME. Web address, desertmountainenergy.com. The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Sonoma County's musical oasis is jazzy. KJZY.
It's Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder. Don Costa arrangement. You are the sunshine of my life. That you are. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll be in my heart. I know that this is the beginning. Though I loved you for 1,000,000 years, but if I thought our love was ending, I'd find myself drowning in my. Are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart.
have known that I was lonely. Because you came to my rescue. And though I know that this is heaven, how could so much love be inside of you? You are the sunshine of my life. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. That's why I'll always be around. And you are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll be in my heart. 'Cause you are the sunshine of my life. Of my life.
Light my fire, baby. Light my fire. Light my fire.
Light my fire. Where does it hurt you, baby? He was the greatest. Frank Sinatra, one of his all-time greatest performances at Madison Square Garden, 1974, with Woody Herman and the orchestra. Right there. Just a great, great night. It's at Christmas Eve last year already. Oh, pretty soon. But when we were on the air, Christmas Eve, I was there with the family, and I wanted to make sure I made a point to say thank you for being there. Thank you for your nice comments. It was just great. We lost Mom, and it was the first Christmas without her. So it was so great broadcasting live last week. So that's why I wanted to come on this week and broadcast live. Even though I'm going to go, it's just an event I'm at, but I brought all my radio stuff with me. I said, do you mind if I do a radio show downstairs? And here I am, because I want to be with you, baby, on New Year's Eve. And we wish you all the best this New Year's Eve. In regards to Mordecai's call, and Mordecai, thanks to your father's service in Vietnam, certainly, but being a baby boomer's and being a child of the greatest generation with my dear mom and dad. My father fought in the Second World War in the United States Army Air Corps, as you know. But when we listened to, and I told you this before, Benny Goodman, and we listened certainly to Tony Bennett, certainly to Frank Sinatra, Louis Prima. But even earlier, there were a lot of albums from the early days of the big band era. And that's where I learned about Gene Krupa and Teddy Wilson and Benny Goodman, certainly, Lionel Hampton. I learned all about that through my parents. Yes, we listened to the Rolling Stones, Mordecai. Yes, we listened to the Animals. Yes, I loved the Dave Clark Five. You know, so it was like a really weird kind of time for the boomers. But it was a great time because we had great music. Jimi Hendrix, for crying out loud. It was wonderful, but always going back. And I remember being in the living room and being and watching the Frank Sinatra specials always. Matter of fact, let me go to Helen before we break, because Helen was actually at the Madison Square Garden event in 1974. Helen, is that true? You were there?
Hi, Joe. Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, I was there, and I want to tell you two interesting things.
Yeah.
I got there because I was working at an answering service in New York for actors and actresses.
Right.
But there was a bookie that used to have people leave their bets there.
Oh, that's great.
Sid Sparrow. So he called in one night, and I gave him his bets, and he said, you know, you're the only one there that treats me with respect. How would you like some tickets to see Sinatra?
So
I said, yes, also. But also, I have the same birthday as Sinatra.
December 12th.
I'm a 12-12 Sagittarius.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, kid.
So I'm very happy about that. And thank you for the wonderful program.
You are most welcome, and thank you, Helen, for checking in. Thank you for revealing your bookie's name, because I'm sure he's very happy about that. Back in night, whatever that was, that's fantastic, and being at that event. And then when I think about it, what was I? I was after college. I was in a catatonic stupor. I should have been at Madison Square Garden. Why didn't I think of going? You know why? Because we couldn't afford it back then. But we're going to celebrate it on New Year's Eve tonight with Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra, live from what we call the Main Line, right above Philadelphia, you know. And we're going to get back into the main event coming up, and some great swinging tunes. It's New Year's Eve going into 2024 with Joe Piscopo.
Hi, Sonoma County. Devin with Hook and Ladder Winery here. Harvest has arrived, and it is one of the most exciting times to visit the vineyards. Truckloads of grapes coming in, the sweet smell of fermentation in the air, and the iconic fall weather that we all enjoy. Hook and Ladder Winery is the perfect place to stop by for a visit to unwind. And with the season of celebrations just around the corner, it is never too early to stock up on some of the best wine and best value around. So make a little trip to the gorgeous vineyard setting right here in the heart of the county and see why Hook and Ladder Winery continues to be a go-to winery for locals and a destination for visitors. The tasting room is open Wednesday through Monday, and walk-ins are welcome. Or visit hookandladderwinery.com to schedule a reservation. And remember, love life, drink wine, whatever the occasion, Hook and Ladder Winery.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you, and each time I roam, Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town. Town, Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of razzmatazz, and it has all that jazz. And each time I leave, Chicago is in my sleeve. Chicago is the Wrigley Building. Chicago is the Union Stockyard. Chicago is one town that won't let you down. It's my
KJZY Sebastopol.
It's Sundays with Sinatra.
I have discovered a young man whom I think is going to be a superstar. He's got good stage presence, great set of pipes, he's Italian, and he has a unique way with a phrase, but more than that, there's just something I like about the guy. You see what I think. You'll know what I think. Here's my new discovery, Joe Piscopo.
Happy New Year's Eve, Joe Piscopo live on the radio, live as live can be. I don't think we got a delay or nothing. So you want to give us a call, 800-848-9222. Love hearing from you. We're celebrating Frank Sinatra, the main event at Madison Square Garden in 1974. Let's continue.